blessing to be here in the house of God again.
能够在神的家里实在是一种祝福。
Whenever I preach, I always have in mind the spiritual welfare of all the people in the church.
每一次我讲到的时候，我都会想到教会里面的弟兄姐妹的属灵的益处。
I have a very specific purpose when I preach, not just to inform, but if possible, also to encourage everyone.
当我讲到的时候，我不单单只是传授那个知识，但是更重要的，我是要鼓励大家。
And I know that a lot of people face great challenges in life, and I want to help everyone to focus our attention on God.
我知道很多人都要面对很大的挑战，生命中很大的挑战，但是我想鼓励你们每一个人都要就是来集中我们的心灵，我的思想来敬拜我们的神。
And also Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
还有主耶稣基督，我们的主，我们的救主。
Okay, so we came back from London yesterday.
Yeah.昨天我们刚刚从伦敦回来。
We spent a few days in London, our first ever visit to London, which is understandable because this is our first ever visit to the UK.
我们呢去伦敦呢观光了好几天，这是我们第一次去伦敦，其实也是我们第一次来英国。
And someone was in London to welcome us, and who is this?
在伦敦有一个人欢迎我们，你们知道是谁吗？
Okay. So who is this person right in the middle?
这个人是谁
Michael, everyone knows him, right? He told me that he'll be, his family will be seeing all of you around Christmas time, so it's going to be a joy to see him again, right? And okay, sorry.
他说他在圣诞节的时候会来探访利物浦教会，就是他会有机会见到你们。
And can you tell where this place is?
你们知道这是在什么地方吗
？Chinatown, yeah, London Chinatown, Leicester Square.
在伦敦的唐人街。
Okay, so it's a long story there. But anyways, we were in London, and then he treated us to lunch in Chinatown.
当我们在伦敦的时候，他就请我们去那个唐人街。
So I had the 牛腩面啊。
我们在唐人街吃午饭，我吃了那个牛腩面。
So, Brother Michael was in town in London to run a very important errand.
Michael 弟兄他来到伦敦要办一件很重要的事情。
So after lunch, Michael very kindly took us to various places in central London, and then took us all the way close to the River Thames near the London Eye. The big Ferris wheel.
午饭后，Michael 弟兄就很热心地带领我们去观光，去各个不同的地方来观光。他带我们去那个泰晤士河，还有去那个伦敦的那个摩天轮。
So I was concerned about his time because I knew that he had a lot of work to do at the university, and also he had family commitments to, you know, to attend to when he goes back to Southampton.
Yeah, 我就很怕耽误他的时间，因为我知道他是工作是很忙的，而且他还要照顾他的家庭。
But he kindly took us around until late afternoon, and then we said goodbye. So we hope to see him again. He's a very great encouragement to us.
Yeah, 那么但是他一直陪伴我们到了下午，他才回去。那么我希望将来有机会可以再见面。
And then on Thursday, Sylvia and I went to the British Library and saw a manuscript called the Codex Sinaiticus.
在星期四我们去那个丹英图书馆，在那里我就见到了那个著名的 Codex Sinaiticus.
Now the name Sinaiticus comes from the fact that this codex was found in a monastery at the foot of Mount Sinai.
Yeah.这个 Sinaiticus 这个名字的来由呢，是因为它是在埃及的西乃山上脚下的一个修道院里面被发现的。
So this manuscript contains the oldest complete New Testament that has survived in the Christian world.
这个手抄本呢，是在基督教国家中现存的最古老的那个整本新约。
And it has also a sizable part of the Old Testament.
而且还包括了一部分的希腊文旧约。
So we this fulfilled our dream of seeing the codex in person.
这是我一直以来的梦想，就是能够看到这个 Codex Sinaiticus.
The next day, we went to the British Museum, and there we saw the Rosetta Stone.
那么第二天呢，我们也就去参观了那个大英博物馆。
Unfortunately, that's me in the shadows there.
你看到那个、yeah. 那个影子，那个影子就是我了。
So this Rosetta Stone is very important because this was the instrument to crack, to decode.The ancient Egyptian written system.
Yeah, 这个就是著名的罗塞塔石板，因为它对了解啊埃及古象形文字的关键性工具。
And so over here in the same museum, we see what is called the Gilgamesh tablet.
Yeah, 在同一个博物院里，我们也见到了那个著名的 Gilgamesh 啊石板。
This is a very famous tablet that you see in many Bible dictionaries.
在很多了那个圣经的词典里面，你会见到这块石板的照片。
I thought it was going to be a real big tablet, but it turned out to be just the size of a slice of bread, like this.
我一直都以为这块石板应该是又大又重的，但是结果它只是像一块面包那么大。
It records a story similar to the flood story in Genesis.
上面这块石板上面就刻着一个关于洪水的故事，它与那个旧约里面创世纪那个挪亚时代的洪水那很相似的。
So that was a very enjoyable trip in London, and we hope to eventually go there again because there's so much more to see in this museum, the British Museum.
Yeah. 所以这一次去伦敦的观光就是很有趣的。我希望将来可以有机会再去，特别是再去那个博物馆里面，因为那里还有很多很多很重要、很有趣的东西要看。
So let us pray together.
现在让我们一起来祷告。
Oh, dear Father Yahweh, our loving God.
Yeah, 我们亲爱的亚伟父亲，我们的神。
You're a loving Father who looks after your children.
你是一位慈爱的父亲，你照顾了你的孩子们。
And we commit everyone to your care today.
我们现在要把每一个人都交托在你的手中。
We pray that your word will work in our hearts, taking deep root in our souls.
我们恳求你呀，但愿你的话语在我们的心中深深的扎根。
And we thank you most of all for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
我们特别要感谢你，因为我们的主耶稣基督而感谢你。
Amen.
Amen.
So this is my fourth message in Liverpool.
这是我在利物浦教会的第四篇信息。
I will very briefly summarize the first three messages because there's something related, there's a point that's related to these three messages that is very important.
现在我先把前三篇的信息总结一下，因为这三篇信息里面都是有相关的。
So my first message was about Yahweh, the name of God.
Yeah, 我第一篇信息是关于亚伟，关于神。
This is the name of God in the Hebrew language. You see at the top the four letters there.
Yeah. Yahweh 是神在希伯来原文的神的名字。
So in Chinese, Yahweh would be equivalent to Yehovah, but conforms to the Hebrew pronunciation of God's name.
Yeah. 中文翻译的亚伟就是相等于耶和华，不过亚伟这就比较贴近那个希伯来文的发音。
The name Yahweh is found in every Bible dictionary and Bible encyclopedia.
所有的圣经词典和百科全书都有都记载着有亚伟这个名字。
So for example, in the second quotation, we see that Yahweh is the only truly personal name of God in Israel's faith.
你们可以看到第二行那里所说的就说到亚伟是以色列信仰的神的唯一真正的专有名字。
And this is from the four volume encyclopedia called ISB, a very well known one.
这是在著名的四册的国际标准圣经百科全书里面的一句话。
A very fundamental truth about Yahweh is that there is no God in the universe except 亚伟。
关于亚伟的一个基本的原理，就是在整个宇宙中，除了亚伟以外，再没有别神。
And in Isaiah chapter 45, verse 5, Yahweh says, I am Yahweh and there is no other. There is no God except me.
在以赛亚书第45章第5节那里说，我是亚伟，在我以外并没有别神，除了我以外再没有神。
And my second message was about the connection between God and the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
我的第二篇信息是关于神与神的儿子耶稣基督。
And the most fundamental fact to understand this connection is that only the Father is God and Jesus is not God.
这个关系中的最基本的一个事实就是只有亚伟是神，而耶稣并不是神。
And then in John chapter 17, verse 3, the Lord Jesus himself says, And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
Yeah. 在约翰福音17章第三节，主耶稣自己说，认识你独一的真神，和你派来的耶稣基督，那就是永生。
And in a different way, but the same truth is mentioned by the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6.
同样的就是使徒保罗在哥林多前书第八章第六节说也说只有父是神。
That's right. And so, yet for us, there is only one God, the Father, from whom all things come, and for whom we exist, and one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom all things come, and through whom we exist.
哥林多前书第八章第六节，这里保罗说：“然而我们只有一位神，就是父，万物都本于他，我们也归于他，另有一位主，就是耶稣基督，万物都是借着他有的，我们也是借着他有的。”
So we relate to the Father as God and to Jesus Christ as Lord.
所以我们称父为神。耶稣基督为主。
So we submit directly and totally to the lordship of Jesus Christ.
我们顺服在耶稣基督的主权之下，而且遵守他一切的教导。
Okay, my third message was about Jesus Christ and Christians.
我的第三篇信息是关于耶稣基督与基督徒。
And, okay, let's see, here we go. And so the Lord Jesus refers to his Father as his own Father and as his God in John chapter 20, verse 17.
Yeah. 在约翰福音第二十章十七节，主耶稣说父是他的父，也是你们的父，是我的神，也是你们的神。
So that's why the Lord Jesus says,I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.
所以主耶稣说，我要上去见我的父，也是你们的父，见我的神，也是你们的神。
And so that's why Hebrews chapter 2 verse 11 says, For the one who sanctifies and those who are sanctifiedAll have one Father. That is Jesus and us. We have the same Father. That is why Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers.
Yeah. 所以在希伯来书第二章十一节这里说，因为那使人成圣的和那些得以成圣的都是出于同一个父亲，所以他称他们为弟兄也不以为耻。
And so the hierarchy is, or the progression of my three messages.Is neatly summed up in the hierarchy that we find in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3.
Yeah, 就是我三篇信息的进展可以就在这一段经文那里很简洁的总结起来。
And here we see that Christ is the head of every man, and the man is the head of the woman, And God is the head of Christ.
在这个等级里面就说到基督是男人的头，男人是女人的头，神是基督的头。
So the hierarchy is seen very clearly in the green box over here.
在这个等级就很清楚的写在那个绿色的那个方格里面。
So God in the supreme position, and under God is Christ, and under Christ would be Christians.
神是在最高的位置，然后其次就是耶稣基督，再下来了就是基督徒。
The Bible consistently teaches that Jesus is lower than his Father.
在圣经里面一再的教导说，耶稣基督是低于神的。
And so we see here in John chapter 14, verse 28, the words in the red words where Jesus says, the Father is greater than I.
Yeah. 在约翰福音第十四章第二十八节里面，这里很清楚地说，主耶稣说，父是比我大的。
And this was a standard church teaching for the first 300 years of the history of the church.
这是早期教会在头三百年的那个标准的教导。
And then this teaching was thrown out formally and officially in the year 325 in the month of June.
但是在公元325年六月的时候，这个教导却被抛开一边，扔开一边了。
And this was under the Roman Emperor Constantine, and I may explain more about this in the coming message.
那是在当时罗马康斯坦丁大帝的统治下而进行的，将来有机会我会再讲解关于这个事件。
But there is one more thing that I would like to mention in connection to these three messages.
但是现在我要有一点要说的是关于这三篇信息有关的。
Now I'm going to tell you a true story that will show you the connection between God and Jesus Christ.
现在我要告诉你们一个真实的故事，它是有关神与耶稣基督之间的关系。
Okay, here's going to be a picture.
这里是一张照片。
Okay, so this photo was taken in the year 1983.When I was 26 years old.
这是1983年我26岁的时候拍的照片。
So I won't tell you my age. So this photo was taken in my apartment in Ottawa during a Bible study.
那是我在渥太华的我的家里的一个查经组里所拍的照片。
And one of my best friends in the world was this black man in the picture. He is called Edgar.
这照片中的那个黑人 Edgar 是我的好朋友，最好的朋友之一。
He is one of the kindest persons I have ever known in my entire life.
他是我所认识的最仁慈的人之一。
He was not living in Ottawa, but he was living in Montreal. He came to visit me when I was living and working in Ottawa.
他并不住在渥太华，他是在蒙特利尔工作的，但是他来渥太华探望我。
I'm just wondering whether Pastor Joe and Pastor Lucy would recognize Edgar.
Yeah.
Do you have any vague memory about him?
我不知道 Pastor Joe 和 Pastor Lucy 认不认得这个Edgar。
Now, something truly remarkable happened to Edgar 3 years earlier in the year 1980 when I was still studying in Montreal.
就是1980年当我还在蒙特利尔念书的时候，有一件很特别很奇怪的事发生在 Edgar 的身上。
Now, at that time, he was living an apartment at this very building,at the intersection of two streets, St. Urban Street and Prince Arthur Street.
当时 Edgar 就住在这个 St. Urban 和 Prince Arthur 两条街道的十字路口的上的一个公寓大楼里。
And St. Urban Street was made famous by a novel called St. Urban's Horseman.
就是有一本小说叫做St. Urban 的骑士，使得这个St. Urban 街道很有名。
Now, I was living in a different place, of course, and then I was living in a different place, not too far from Edgar's place.
那时候我住在离他的那个 Edgar 的家里不远。
One day, At 1 o'clock in the morning, when I was studying very hard, there was a phone call coming in.
有一天凌晨一点钟，我还在很努力的学习的时候，有一个电话来了。
At that time, we didn't have mobile smartphones, and what we had were those big telephone sets which had a bell, a literal bell that goes ring, 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 ring.
那时候是我们是没有手机的哈，我们的电话都是那很大，有很响很响的铃声的。
I was wondering who would be calling us so late.At night or in the early morning.
那么我就想有谁会在这个时候打电话来啊?
Now, in Montreal, once in a while, we would receive crank calls from total strangers who want to wake up people. They're just mischievous.
有时候有些人，有一些完全陌生的人会打电话来，只是要打扰你。
But not this time, guess who was on the phone?
但是的这一次呢、啊、是你们猜是谁打电话来呢?
Of course, from the story you know that it must have been Edgar who called me.
当然你们 都可以猜得到就是 Edgar 他打电话来找我。
So I picked up the phone and then he said, Help me! Help me!、
那么我拿起电话来了听到 Edgar 的说、啊、救救我啊救救我啊。
He was absolutely terrified, and I thought that someone was trying to kill him.
他非常害怕，我还以为有人要谋杀他。
Now, he was living alone in his small apartment. There were no other people. He had no flatmates.
他自己一个人住在一间公寓里面，他没有其他的室友。
And then he said, there's an evil spirit in my apartment.
他说在我的房子里有一个邪灵。
Now, this evil spirit was moving around him to the left and to the right and behind him and in front of him, even face to face.
这个邪灵在他的周围、移动、啊、有时候在左边右边、啊、有时候在前面有时候甚至面对面的。
And most terrifyingly, the spirit was communicated with him or interacting with him, spirit to spirit.
但是最可怕的就是那个邪灵正与他的灵、啊、在互相 的交流。
Now, Edgar could not see the evil spirit, but the spirit was very, very real.、
啊、虽然 Edgar 看不到那个邪灵 但却是很真实的。
Now, spirits are real, but you cannot fully understand the reality of spirits until you have experienced a direct spirit to spiritcommunication.
Yeah. 灵是很真实的，但除非你曾经经历过与灵的交流，否则你不能明白这种经历是怎么一回事。
By spirit-to-spirit communication, I mean the spirit with your own human spirit.
我说、啊、灵与灵的交流就是说那个灵与你的灵来互相的交流。
Now, this kind of interaction can be with an evil spirit or with the Holy Spirit of God.
这种灵与灵的交流呢，就可能是、与邪灵的交流或者与神的圣灵交流。
This is something that I have experienced both types of interactions.
我两种经都有过，两种经历都有过。
Now, at the time, I didn't know what to say to Edgar, so I simply told him to call upon the name of Jesus to drive away the evil spirit.
那时候我不知道应该怎样对那个 Edgar 说，我就告诉他说，你快点呼求主耶稣的名字吧，那么就可以把那个邪灵驱逐了。
I was speaking from personal previous experience.
这是我的经验之谈。
Because in the first year of my Christian life, I experienced the oppression from evil spirits a few times.
在我成为基督徒的头一年，我曾经经历过好几次被那个邪灵 的压迫。
And every time I call upon the name of Jesus, the spirit will just go away.
但每一次当我呼求主耶稣的名字的时候，那个邪灵呢 就离开了。
But after the first year of my Christian life, or maybe even the second year, I had never since experienced that kind of thing again.
Yeah.但是、过了 我的头一两年以后，我就再没有这样的经历了。
Now, Edgar acknowledged my advice, and he said thank you, and we said goodbye, but I felt that he did not truly believe me.
Yeah. 那么 Edgar 听了我的提议后，他就说啊，谢谢你，那么他就再见了。但是我想他并不相信我。
The next day, again at 1 o'clock in the morning, when I was studying, something happened again.
那么第二天又是凌晨一点钟的时候，我正在还在学习的时候，那么又有事情发生了。
The phone rang again, ring, 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 and this time I knew who exactly was calling me.
那个电话又响了，这一次我知道是谁打来了。
And again, he was terrorized, he was frightened.
那么又是他，那个 Edgar 呢，他非常害怕。
He said that the evil spirit, Edgar said that the evil spirit had come back just now at 1 o'clock in the morning to terrorize him again.
他说那个邪灵啊，在凌晨一点钟的时候又回来了，又来恐吓他。
And in fact, the spirit had been terrorizing him the previous night.You know, and then he almost had no sleep when he went off to work at the Bank of Montreal the next morning.
他说前一天晚上那个邪灵就这样恐吓他整整一个晚上，所以他差不多没有睡觉就要去上班了。
So I didn't know what to say. The only thing I could say was, well, just I'll say again, just call upon the name Lord Jesus, and then the spirit will go away.
那么我也不知道怎么说，只有说那么你就呼求主耶稣的名字吧，那么那个邪灵就会离开了。
Edgar acknowledged my advice and he said goodbye, but again, I didn't think that he really believed my advice.
那么 Edgar 听了我的建议后，他就说啊，谢谢你，那么就再见了。我想他还是不相信我。
Now the next day, I received a phone call again.
那么又过了一天，我又再收到一个电话了。
Not at 1 a.m., but at 7 p.m.
这一次不是一点钟凌晨，而是晚上七点钟。
Now this time was Edgar again, but he was...Very calm and subdued.
Yeah, 这次又是 Edgar 了，不过这次呢，他的声音呢比较平静，缓和多了。
Now it turned out that the evil spirit was terrorizing him all through the second night too.
Yeah, 原来那个邪灵呢又恐吓他整整一个晚上，第二个晚上恐吓他整整一个晚上。
Now when he came back home from work at the Bank of Montreal at around 6 p.m.There was a knock on the door.
那么当他下午六点钟从那个银行下班的时候呢，就有人来敲门了。
So he opened the door, and there standing right in front of him was a woman who lived in a nearby apartment on the same floor.
那么他就打开门一看是邻居的一个女人。
She said to him, she asked him one question, did a spirit?Visit you during the past two nights.
那么那个女人就问他，在前两天晚上有没有一个灵啊来探访你
？So Edgar said, "How did you know?"
那么 Edgar 就说你怎么知道
？And then she said, "I was the one who sent the spirit to you."
那个女人说，是我派那个灵到你这里来的。
She walked into his apartment and.Went right to the dining table.
那么这个女人就自己走进来，就在那个桌子旁边坐下来。
And then she put a Ouija board on the table.
那么她就把一块叫做灵记板拿出来放在那个桌子上。
A Ouija board is a board that you put on the flat surface, and then there are.Alphabetic blocks that you can move around, and then with that you can communicate with the dark world of spirits.
Yeah, 灵记板就是一块板，上面有很多字母的。你放下来，那么你在那个板上移动，就可以就这样就可以与那个灵啊灵界的可以有交流了。
I know almost nothing about Ouija boards, and I do not want to know.
我完全不知道那个灵记板，而且我也不愿意知道。
Never participate in Ouija boards or with Ouija boards or in a Ouija board session because you are communicating with demons, evil spirits.
你们千万不要去玩这个灵记板，也千万不要去参与什么研究讨论等等，因为呢，你是真的与那些鬼呀。交流的。
Do not even do a Google search for Ouija board because that can literally send you to hell.
Yeah, 也千万不要用那个谷歌来搜查关于灵 灵祭板哈这件事情，因为这样呢会真的会引你到地狱去的。
So she challenged him, Edgar, saying that I can answer any question about your personal life.
那么这个女人呢就向那个 Edgar 挑战了，她说你问我什么问题我都可以回答你，我用这个灵祭板就可以回答你的问题。
Now, if I'm not mistaken, he asked her for the maiden name of his grandmother.
那么Edgar 呢就问这个女人呢，你知不知道我的祖母的娘家姓？
And she gave the correct answer.
那么那个女人很正确、很准确的说出来。
You know that I did not even know the maiden name of my own maternal grandmother until a few years after she had died.
我自己哈、啊，我都不知道我的外祖母的娘家姓是什么，一直到她去世几年后我才知道。
Now this woman told Edgar that her power comes directly from Satan.
这个女人说她的能力呢是直接从魔鬼撒旦而来的。
She said that Satan is the most powerful person in the universe.
她说撒旦是那个宇宙权力能力最大的人。
But she said there is one exception.
但是呢有一个例外。
Jesus Christ is more powerful than Satan.
他说耶稣基督比撒旦的能力更大。
So Edgar asked her, so why don't you follow Jesus Christ instead of Satan?
那么 Edgar 就问他，既然这样，你为什么不跟随耶稣基督呢，而要去跟随那个撒旦呢？
And she said, because I hate Jesus Christ.
那么这个女人说，因为我恨耶稣基督。
By the way, Pastor Eric knows the story because Edgar told him personally.
Yeah, 张牧师也知道这个故事，因为 Edgar 也把这个故事告诉张牧师。
Because there's more to this story that I won't go into.
Yeah, 因为这个故事还有其他的细节，我不想再说了。
Now, my point is that even Satanists know that Jesus Christ is the most powerful person in the world.
这个重要的一点就是连那些崇拜撒旦的人呢都知道耶稣基督是这个世界上这个宇宙上最有能力的人。
And what she said is correct because the Lord Jesus says in Matthew 20:28 we read, And Jesus came and said to them, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
这个女人说的很对的，因为在马太福音28:18主耶稣说主耶稣 就对他们对他的门徒说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
And so not just authority but all authority.
不单单是权柄，而是所有的权柄。
Not just authority on earth, but authority in heaven.
不单单是地上的权柄，连天上的权柄都赐给主耶稣了。
But how can Jesus have all authority if the Apostle Paul says that there's only one God, namely the Father?
既然主耶稣基督有那么大的权柄，那为什么使徒保罗说只有一个神呢？
If Jesus is not declared to be God, how then can he have all authority in heaven and on earth?
如果耶稣不是神的话，那么为什么他有天上地下所有的权柄呢？
And the clue lies in the word that's given in this verse, namely the word given.
关键呢，就是在于赐给这两个字。
Somebody had given Jesus Christ that supreme authority in heaven and on earth.
因为有另外一位把这种绝对的权柄赐给主耶稣基督。
Jesus' authority, although supreme, is not an innate or inherent authority, but is a conferred authority given to him.
主耶稣基督的权柄虽然是很高很大，但并不是来自他的本职，而是有另外一位赐给他的。
And the only one who has the power to give that kind of authority to Jesus Christ is God himself, because God is the head of Christ.
因为唯有神唯有神是唯只有神是唯一有能力把这种权柄赐给耶稣基督的，因为神是基督的头。
Oops. Okay. Now here we see that explicitly in the words of the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 27. Okay, and then he says, "For he," that means God, "has put everything under his feet," namely the feet of Jesus. Now when it says that everything has been put under him, that is under Jesus, it is clear that this does not include God himself, who put everything under Christ.
哥林多前书第十五章二十七节，保罗说，神叫万物都伏在他的脚下，既说万物都服了他，明显那叫万物服他的不在其内了。那就说明把所有权柄赐给耶稣基督的神是并不是在了耶稣的权柄之上。
Now, Paul is saying that God has put everything under the feet of Jesus. That is under the authority of Jesus. Everything.
保罗说神把权柄都一切都伏在主耶稣之下，这就表示说是伏在他的权柄之下。
But there is one exception to this, namely that Jesus' authority does not include authority over God.
但是只有一个例外，那就是主耶稣的权柄并不在神的权柄之上。
So we need to understand this point. If we are to understand correctly the connection between God and Jesus Christ, we need to understand this in order to understand the connection between God and Jesus Christ.
我们若要正确的了解神与耶稣基督之间的关系，就一定要明白这一点。
In the very next verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 28.Paul elaborates on this point.
在下一句，林前的十五章二十八节，保罗就说得更详细一点了。
And Paul says, when all things are subjected to him, that is to Christ, then the Son himself will also be subjected to him, that is God, who put all things in subjection under him, that God may be all in all.
在这一段经文里，保罗说，等到万物都服了他，就是耶稣基督，等到万物都服了耶稣基督，那时子自己也要顺服在那位使万物顺服他的，就是神，好让神在万有之上。
So which means that Jesus Christ will be under God for eternity. He will be subject to God for all eternity.
那就说明耶稣基督是顺服在神的权柄之下，直到永恒。
Now, even the ESV Study Bible, which is, and with no exaggeration, fiercely Trinitarian, that Study Bible admits that this verse, 1 Corinthians 15:28, shows that his subjection to the Father will continue for all eternity.
即使那个ESV 就是英文标准版圣经研读本，那是一本很热烈的拥护三位一体论的一本圣经研读本，也要承认说耶稣基督对父的从属要延续到永恒。
So therefore, the teaching of the co-equality of the Father and the Son, which is pivotal in Trinitarianism, is biblically false. It's a false teaching.
所以三位一体论的中心教导父与子相互平等论，这种教导是完全错误的。
Okay, so I'm going to go on to talk about very briefly about the Holy Spirit.
现在我要继续的来讲关于圣灵。
Now, according to the doctrine of the Trinity, God, there's only one God, but that one God exists in three persons.
三位一体论说啊，只有一个神，但是呢，这个神呢有三个位格。
Now the three persons are God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
那这三个位格呢，就是父神、子神与灵神。
Now there, this is very important to understand that these three persons, according to Trinitarianism, are three separate persons.
Yeah. 根据三位一体论的说法啊，这三个位格哈都是完全分别分开的。
And each person is fully God. The word fully is very important. Fully God.
而每一个位格呢，都是完全的神。
So basically, Trinitarianism is teaching three gods.
Yeah. 所以基本上三位一体论所教导的是三神论。
Yeah, 三神论 is a tritheism. That's the formal term. That's right. That's very good. Now, the teaching of the Trinity, which includes the three-in-one concept, is found nowhere in the Bible.
圣经里面从来没有教导三位一体论。
This is admitted by Dr. Charles Ryrie, who is a very fervent Trinitarian.
Yeah, 连Charles Ryrie 博士，他是一位很热心的三位一体论学者，他也承认这一点，就是圣经里没有教导三位一体论。
Now, in my limited time, I will give four brief points about the Holy Spirit, and this is in relation to the Trinitarian teaching of the Holy Spirit. Okay.
现在我要很简单的说四点关于圣灵的四点，这四点都是与那个三位一体论的教导是有关的。
I'll be missing some very important points, but we only have time for a few points. There are many more points beyond these four points, but time does not allow us to go into all four points. All so many points. So. Yeah.
除了这四点以外，还有其他很重要的，但是因为时间的关系，所以我只有集中在这四点。
Now, firstly, the Holy Spirit is not a separate person from God the Father, but is the very Spirit of the Father.
Yeah. 第一点，圣灵并不是与父神分开的，圣灵就是父的灵。
You can see this when you compare two verses, namely, Mark chapter 13, verse 11, and Matthew chapter 10, verses 19 to 20.
当你把这两段经文哈互相比较的时候，你就可以很清楚的看到这一点了。
Note the words in red.
那特别注意那个红色的那些字。
I'll just read the two verses and then the Chinese verses. I mean the two verses in Chinese. Jesus says, do not be anxious beforehand what you are to say, but say whatever is given you in that hour, for it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. And then in the other verse, Matthew chapter 10, verses 19 to 20, the parallel passage, do not be anxious how you are to speak or what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given to you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you.
那我们现在先看第一段经文，马可福音十三章十一节，这里说：不要预先思虑说什么，到那时候赐给你们什么话，你们就说什么，因为说话的不是你们，乃是圣灵。注意那个红色的字哈，乃是圣灵。那然后第二段经文，马太福音第十章十九节到二十节，不要思虑怎样说话或说什么话，到那时候必赐给你们当说的话，因为不是你们自己说的，乃是你们父的灵在你们里头说的。
So when we compare the verses in red, we see that there's an equivalence between the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of your Father.
当 我们把 这两段经文做一个比较，特别是那些红色的字做一个比较的时候，你就可以看到圣灵其实就是父的灵。
This truth is found in some other Bible verses, but we don't have time today to look into them.
在其他的一些圣经经文里面 也有说明同样的真理，不过我们现在没有时间去看其他的经文。
Secondly, we see a very important statement in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 to 11.
另外一段经文就是在哥林多前书第二章十节到十一节。
And the Apostle Paul says, These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except the spirit of that person which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God.
在这段经文里，保罗说，只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了，因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了，除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事？像这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。
So the Holy Spirit is God's Spirit.
所以圣灵就是神的灵。
And Paul gives the analogy of the human spirit.
保罗就用人的灵来做个分析比较。
Our own human spirit is not a spirit that is separate from us, but it represents our very self.
我们人的灵并不是与我们分开的，我们人的灵就正是我们自己。
We are human beings. We know what it means to be human being. We know what it means to We know what the human spirit is. It is we ourselves.
Yeah, 我们是人，我们知道我们自己的灵，人的灵是怎么样一回事，就是我们自己。
That's why Paul says that the spirit understands the deep things of God, just as we, our own human spirit, understands the deep thoughts in our heart.
所以保罗说，圣灵就圣灵就明白了解神深奥的事，也参透了，正如我们人的灵也明白我们自己心里的事情。
So you may be wondering, whether the Holy Spirit is God.
那么你可能就想，那么究竟圣灵是不是神呢？
Now the Holy Spirit is God in a very qualified sense, in a very specific sense, but not in the Trinitarian sense.
在某一个 很独特的方面来说，圣灵就是神，但并不是三位一体所说的那种圣灵，是一个另外的一个位格。
In Trinitarianism, the Holy Spirit is a third separate person, and is separate from God the Father. Two persons, God the Father and the Holy Spirit.
在三位一体论里，圣灵呢是一个与神分开的一个位格，就是神是一个位格，那么圣灵就是另外一个位格。
But in the Bible, the Holy Spirit is the very Spirit of God.
但是在圣经里，圣灵就是神的灵。
And because God is divine, you can say that the Holy Spirit is also divine in a very specific sense.
因为圣灵 是有神因为神是有神性的，当然有神性的，所以圣灵是神的灵，也当然圣灵也是有神性的。
But I would not try to describe this in terms of the Holy Spirit being God Himself. That's not correct.
不会说圣灵就正是神。
The Holy Spirit is divine only because it comes from God.
圣灵是有神性的，那是因为它是从神而来的。
But God is much more than just a spirit. God represents many attributes.
但神并不单单只是圣灵神是包括很多很多各种各样 的性格的能力。
To put it in very simple terms, I would say that the Holy Spirit is divine, but you cannot say that God equals Holy Spirit.
Yeah. 就是你可以说圣灵是有神性的，但你不可以说圣灵就等于神。
So I'm very careful to say that the Holy Spirit is divine, but you have to understand what I mean. It is not in a Trinitarian sense.
Yeah. 所以我当我说圣灵是有神性的，我要非常小心啊，这一点并不是等于三位一体论所说的那个另外一个分别的位格。
Now for my third point about the Holy Spirit, let's turn to a verse which does not even mention the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.现在我们要来看关于圣灵的第三点，我们来看一段经文在那里根本就没有提到圣灵。
In Matthew chapter 24, verse 36, the Lord Jesus makes a very extraordinary statement.
在马太福音24章36节主耶稣说了一句很重要的话。
He was referring to his future coming into the world.
这里主耶稣说的是将来他从来 的日子。
Now he says that, but about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father.
这里主耶稣说，那日子，那时辰，没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父知道。
No one knows the day.Or the hour of the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, not even Jesus Christ himself.
没有人知道主耶稣的第二次再来连那只有父知道。
Now, Trinitarians are fully aware of this problem because how can Jesus not know if he is God?
三位一体论者他们是很明白这一点的，问题就是如果主耶稣也不知道他的再来的日子，那么他又怎能 是神呢？
Do you know what's the standard answer to that?
那么他们的标准的回答是什么呢？
Okay, the human side of Jesus does not know, but the God side of Jesus knows.
他们的回答就是那个人的那一方，主耶稣人的那一方面呢，就不知道他再来的日子，但是呢，他的神的那一方面呢，就知道。
But there's a fatal problem with this explanation.
但是这样的解释有一个很大的错误。
Look at this verse very carefully.
那请你再仔细的看这一段经文。
Only the Father knows.
只有父知道。
Otherwise, Jesus will say, the God side of me knows, but the human side of me doesn't know.
不然的话，主耶稣就可以说，我神的那一半我就知道，但是人的那一半我不知道。
Now, the Holy Spirit is not mentioned here, but why do I make this a point about the Holy Spirit?
在这段经文里根本没有提到圣灵，但是我用这一段经文是什么意思呢？
Now, in Trinitarianism, there will be a problem with this verse.
因为根据三位一体论呢，这一句经文就有问题了。
Because if only the Father knows, then the Holy Spirit doesn't know.
因为只有父知道，连圣灵都不知道。
But Paul says that the Holy Spirit knows the deep thoughts of God.
但是呢，保罗说那个圣灵呢，他明白，他参透了神深奥的事。
The problem arises in Trinitarianism because.Trinitarianism regards the Holy Spirit as a separate person from God the Father.
所以，那个三位一体论的教导呢，就出了问题了。因为根据三位一体论呢，圣灵是一个分别的位格。
But this very interesting statement of the Lord Jesus makes perfect sense if we understand the Holy Spirit as being the very Spirit of God.
但是如果但是如果我们知道圣灵呢就是神的灵的话，那么主耶稣的这句话呢就很有意义了。
Now we come to the fourth and last point about the Holy Spirit.
那现在我们来到第四点，关于圣灵的第四点。
You search the Bible and look for any verse that talks about the worship of the Holy Spirit.
你可以去查那个圣经，去找一找有哪一段经文说到崇拜圣灵的经文。
You cannot find a verse about worshiping the Holy Spirit.
你不能找到任何一句经文说到崇拜圣灵。
Which is very strange if the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity.
如果圣灵真的是三位一体论里的第三个位格，那就非常奇怪了。
I'm going to show you a quotation from a four-volume encyclopedia called ISBE.
这里啊，我们要看一段叫做那个著名很有名的那个参考书的里面的一句话。
Now I'm going to read this very carefully because it's maybe a bit hard to understand. Okay. This encyclopedia is Trinitarian.Okay.
这一本呢，百科全书呢，是拥护三位一体论的。
It's a scholarly encyclopedia that's also widely quoted by evangelicals.
这本百科全书是很有学术性的，但也是那个福音派者呢，也很喜欢这一本百科全书。
Evidence, and it says here, evidence for the divinity of the Spirit.Is thinner and hazier than symmetrical 5th century Trinitarian statements suggest. For example, or namely, the Athanasian Creed. Okay, this one's hard to understand, but anyways, I'll just read it. Okay, maybe you can translate that statement.
Okay. 圣灵的神性的证据远比第五世纪时三位一体的对称性语句所陈述的要薄弱模糊得多，请参阅亚特拿秀信经。
Now, what does the Athanasian Creed say about what does this passage mean?
究竟这一句话他要说的是什么呢？而且那个所谓亚特拿秀信经是怎么一回事呢？
Now, part of the Athanasian Creed says, okay, do you like poetry? Do you like symmetrical statements? Well, here we go, a perfect specimen of writing. Such as the Father is, such is the Son, and such is the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost means Holy Spirit in Old English. The Father uncreated, the Son uncreated,And the Holy Ghost uncreated. The Father unlimited, the Son unlimited, and the Holy Ghost unlimited. The Father eternal, the Son eternal, and the Holy Ghost eternal. And yet they are not three eternals, but one eternal.
这个亚特拿秀信经呢，是很对称的，也是好像很诗词化的如果你们喜欢诗词了，喜欢对称的语句呢，你就会很喜欢这个亚特拿秀信经了这里说父如何，子如何，圣灵亦如何，父不受造，子不受造，圣灵亦不受造，父无限，子无限，圣灵亦无限。父永恒，子永恒，圣灵亦永恒，非善永恒者，乃亦永恒者。
So this is what we mean by the symmetrical statements of the Athanasian Creed.
那就是所谓亚特拿秀信经的对称性的语句就是这样了，很对称的。
This is only part of the Athanasian Creed.
那只是这个信经的一部分而已。
See, one of the problems that we face psychologically is that.A lot of Trinitarians are very good writers.
就是其中一个可以看得出的，就是很多那些三位一体论者他们都很会写文章的。
And people read them, and they're very impressed by the symmetry and by the composition, and then they sometimes ignore what the Bible says.
就是当人家念这个信经的时候，他们就会觉得哇，就很佩服了，那么对称，那么是好像诗词这样，他们就因为很喜欢这一种语句他们就忘记了圣经所教导的真理不是这样的。
So this encyclopedia says that the evidence for the divinity of the spirit is not as strong as suggested by the symmetrical 5th century Trinitarian statements, and referring specifically to the Athanasian Creed. Yeah,
所以这个百科全书就说呢，关于圣灵的神性的证据呢，哈，远比呢第五世纪时三位一体的对称性的语句啊所成熟的要薄弱和模糊的多，并不是很强的，就是。
So this Trinitarian reference, a four-volume encyclopedia, says basically that the Athanasian Creed is incorrect.
Yeah, 这换句话说，这个四册的国际标准《圣经百科全书》啊，就其实是说那个三位一体论是错误的，就是这个亚萨那修信经是错误的。
And the Old Testament passages about Yahweh are not applied to the Spirit, and no ontological statements of divinity appear.
Yeah. 好，他还这里还说，就是这个百科全书还说，旧约中有关亚伟的经文不能应用到圣灵方面，啊，这很重要，不能应用到圣灵方面，也找不到神性的本体论语句。
And my fourth point relates to the very last statement here.
Yeah, 就是我的说的第四点，就是与最后的一句是有关的。
So it says the Holy Spirit in the New Testament is never an object of worship or prayer.
Yeah, 这里也说到，就是在新约里，圣灵从来不是崇拜或祷告的对象。
And that statement is biblically correct. You just look through the New Testament and you will know.
这一句它是非常准确的，因为你只要查看一个圣经，你就会看到了。
Now the Nicene Creed of Trinitarianism says that the Holy Spirit is to be worshipped as together with the Father and the Son.
但是三位一体论的尼西亚信经说，那个圣灵呢，应该是被崇拜的对象，正如神与子一样。
But that is not correct according to the Bible.
但是呢，根据圣经呢，那一点是错误的，是不对的。
The problem is that the Trinitarianism made the Holy Spirit a separate person from God, pulling them apart.
问题就是在于那个三位一体论呢，把圣灵呢与神呢分开来，使得圣灵成为一个分别的、分开的位格。
On the contrary, in the Bible we see an integrated picture where God has a spirit whom we call the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, 但是在圣经里呢，圣灵与神呢是连在一起的，圣灵就是神的灵。
You know, it is absolutely amazing that these creeds, for example, the Nicene Creed and the Athanasian Creed, almost every statement, they contradict the Bible. Every statement, almost every statement.
而最不可思议的就是这些信经啊，正如尼西亚信经或者亚萨那修信经呢，他们总是把，就是他们所说的都是与圣经的相反的。
They make statements for which there is no evidence in the Bible. That comes almost statement after statement after statement.
他们所说的都是完全没有圣经的证据的。
And what is the problem?
那么问题是什么呢？
They got the fundamental concepts wrong.
就是他们那个三位一体把那个最基本的那个概念呢弄错了。
So there's a separation between God and the Spirit of God.
就是他把神与神的灵呢分开来。
Can you imagine if that happens to us human beings? Our human spirit becomes a separate person from ourselves.
你们想一想，如果我们人与我们的灵呢是分开来的话，那成了一种什么样的局面？
I don't know if you could call that schizophrenia.
我不知道可不可以称为是精神分裂症。
Okay, so I guess I will stop here, but basically, we do need to talk about Holy Spirit because of the prevalence of Trinitarian doctrine.
Yeah. 哇，那么现在我就暂停在这里了，但是我们一定要啊，就是明白那个圣灵的这一点，因为就是非常重要的。
But I want to repeat again that all authority has been given to Jesus Christ. All authority in heaven and on earth.
但是我要强调一点，就是天上地下所有的权柄都赐给主耶稣基督了。
And basically, Jesus Christ functions with the full power and authority of God Himself.
基本的就是主耶稣是有神的全部的权柄来行事的。
So I do hope that every one of you can one day experience the authority and power of Jesus Christ.
我希望你们每一个人有一天都能够经历到主耶稣基督的权柄与能力。
So let us pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。